One of the best parts of my childhood was growing up on a street with many kids that were around the same age as myself. In addition, an additional plus was the large wooded area surrounding our yard. To be a child is wonderful, especially the imagination of a child. As children, we were not tied down by reality. We were free to see beyond the obvious. These places became our forts, our tanks, our trucks, our headquarters. How beautiful and fresh are the eyes of children. How much more they can see. Today's scripture readings are about seeing. They are about being able to see with the eyes of faith, seeing a vision that in many ways requires the simplicity of childhood. To see with the eyes of faith, we must have some of the same qualities that enable children to see beyond reality, beyond the obvious. There must be openness, wonder, and awe in the possibilities of God. In today's gospel passage, the man born blind gives us an example of one who moves from darkness to the light of faith. St. John uses this miracle story as a sign that Jesus indeed is the light of the world. So during this season of Lent, let us give thanks for the eyes of faith with which we all have been gifted. We are called to live the faith we treasure, to love as we are loved, to forgive as we are forgiven. Let us recommit ourselves to the openness and trust of children. Let us touch and heal as we have been touched and healed. And then we can be with Jesus, light in the midst of darkness, helping and praying for one another in this uncertain time. God love you.